God is a good God. Amen. Amen. Just going to let you know what's going to go on tonight. This morning, approximately 8:20, I was actually in my bathroom, and I've been kind of preparing what I want to minister on tonight, and I don't know, I've heard my grandfather talked about this many times, but I just saw what was supposed to happen tonight. And so what we're going to do, we're going to do what I saw. Just follow the Holy Ghost. Obviously Wednesday night, you guys are our Rhema family. Even you people, you watching online as well. But our Rhema family is very big. Obviously if you were here during Winter Bible, we had all the flags all around, all around the front, all the states and all the countries. And we have a big family. And part of our Rhema family is in the country of Ukraine. We have Rhema graduates that are there in Ukraine. I mean, from Rhema, Ukraine. They're going through a lot of tough times right now. And so what the Lord said today was I'll call them up, Barry and Adrian Jensen from Rhema, Ukraine. I want them to come up here. Amen. And I want them to talk about what's going on. Then the Lord gave me a few scriptures to read, and then we're going to finish off in prayer for the country of Ukraine. There's been a lot of things going on social media, and I heard that there wasn't a war going on. I'm not sure if you heard that one. I heard that Putin's a really good guy being used by God to get rid of the labs, over in Ukraine and all kinds of things. So, I want you guys to hear from our family about what's going on. This is Rhema family over there that's being, that, and plus many other Christians as well. And so I want them to give us a report on what's going on so that we know how to pray. And then we know what to pray for. We know what to do, because a lot of us, we have no clue. I mean, we don't know whether we can believe the news or not. We don't know who's lying, who's telling the truth. All I know is that Putin stinks. All right, I'm going to turn it over to him.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Hallelujah. Well, we are so thankful, and it was such a wonderful surprise this morning to have a chance to visit with Pastor Craig and Pastor Denise, and have Pastor Craig walk up to us and say, "So, let me tell you what I have on my heart." Surprise! But honestly, there couldn't be a better setting to share these kind of things than right here with the Rhema family. Both Adrienne and I have very unique individual stories, just like everybody does, what it was that brought you to Rhema. But, I was thinking about it this afternoon after we had spoken. 36 years ago, I was a student over on the other side of town. I'd been a part of a church over there, just never really got involved. And the Lord began to deal with me that it was time for some changes to take place. I'd just been a believer, just hanging out, just keeping my pew warm, And the Lord began to deal with me, and I came out here to church. And boy, I tell you, you probably never had this happen, but Pastor Hagen was reading my mail. And I walked out of that service thinking, I'm never coming back there again. And about 2 weeks later, I was back here again, and he was reading my mail again. And that happened several times, and pretty soon I realized God was dealing with me here in this church like he had never dealt with me anywhere in my life. And I became a church member out here 36 years ago, and have been here ever since. And what a wonderful place to call home. And actually, Pastor Craig and I have a lot of things in common. We both got baptized on the same day over at the swimming pool across the way. I'll never forget that. What a wonderful surprise to see that you were there in line with me, So we go back a long ways. Pastor Craig went to school with my wife. And so there's just been a really neat relationship here for many years. And in so many ways, gosh, I could testify. We'd have to be here till next week if I took the time to tell you all the wonderful things that this church, this ministry, and in particular the leadership of this ministry has done for us over the years. All three of our boys have been dedicated here, and they're serving in different capacities around the ministry. The drummer tonight, where'd he go, Ben? The drummer, he's back there. There's Ben over there drumming tonight, and our oldest son. So we just love everything about Rhema Bible Church. This is home. This is family. This is every bit as much family as pulling up to the table in my mom and dad's house. Amen. And it means a lot to us. We love you guys. We carry you with us everywhere we go, everything we do. Amen. So, concerning Ukraine, gosh, there are so many things that could be said, but I think some things that need to be understood, I just want to tag on with what Pastor Craig was saying. If you're one of those people that have heard, or you know somebody who's been talking about, you know, God is using Vladimir Putin to go into Ukraine and clean up a bunch of corruption and a bunch, whatever that bunk is, okay, whoever it is that's been telling you that, tell them to pull their head out of the blender. Quit relying on YouTube prophets and get in a church and hear the truth. Amen. There's guys all over this church who've served in the military. And if you have a chance to listen to some self-proclaimed prophet versus a chance to talk to somebody who's boots on the ground, you guys all know what I'm talking about. You want a boots on the ground report, and I'm telling you, we've got people over there. We have sat at their tables. We've broken bread with them. We ministered in their churches. We've been in their homes. We've held their children in our arms. Our kids have gone outside and played in the sandbox together. You understand? We've got very, very close relationships there. And I'm here to tell you, there is a tragedy happening in that nation right now because of one man's aggression and the control that he has over a huge part of Europe and how much he's trying to influence things for his purposes. Now, I need to balance that because Pastor Hagin has told us how many times we need to lead a balanced life. Amen. Yes, Ezekiel 38 is coming to pass. It's going to come to pass. There's things that have been prophesied that will come to pass. But that doesn't automatically mean that there has to be horrendous tragedy and suffering among innocent people. Amen? I'm emphasizing this. Innocent people don't have to suffer this kind of tragedy in order for the events of Ezekiel 38 to come to pass. You understand what I'm saying? Amen? And what we're seeing taking place right now is horrendous tragedy. Men, women, children, the elderly. Amen? It doesn't have to be like that. And just like we prayed a few minutes ago, you know, for the prayer cloth that was up here, just like the testimony that Pastor Tad shared a few minutes ago about Pat and the healing power of God. You know, those things don't happen because somebody sat back and went, oh, that's so terrible that he's not feeling well and in the hospital. You understand? Healing didn't come because somebody took that approach. Healing came because believers of like precious faith joined together and prayed for him. Amen. People that come down to the altar here and get saved, they don't come to the altar here at Rhema Bible Church because people joined together here in the church and said, gosh, I really wish somebody would get saved sometime. That happens because believers got together and prayed, Lord, bring in the unsaved to hear the message of the gospel that they might turn their lives around. Amen. So just like any of those cases, we believe that as other believers like us, as the family of God joins together in like precious faith and turn our hearts toward God and away from all the sensationalism and everything that sells newspapers and gets clicks on YouTube, if we'll turn our eyes to Him and pray with an honest heart, we'll touch the throne room of heaven. Amen? It seems like God can do nothing on the earth lest man prays. So that's what we're doing tonight. That's what Pastor Craig asked if we would prepare for, if we would set the table, if you would. Amen? So we sent a few slides upstairs. I'm going to ask those guys to be on the edge of their seat because I just want to share some things with you to show you how things have gone over there. If you're like me, years ago, you know, what we heard about was the Soviet Union. Gentlemen, the third slide that was sent that's got the USSR in the middle, all in brown. If you'd put that up. Praise the Lord. There you go. Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, or USSR. That's what we knew so many years ago. That's what I knew when I went in the military. That's what had been being spoken about through the entire Cold War, the USSR. So you see a huge landmass there that covered 11 time zones from east to west. Huge landmass. And way over on the left-hand side, you see stacked up from top to bottom the Baltics and then Belarus and Moldova and the nation of Ukraine with a little peninsula sticking out there in the Red Sea. That little peninsula you see there is the Crimean Peninsula. That's where we lived and raised our boys for 13 years. Our two youngest boys were born there. We're very familiar with that area. I was counting on the way over here, reminding myself of the places we've been. Of the 16 republics of the former Soviet Union, we've ministered in 8 of them. Traveled there, lived among the people, broke bread with them. We've been there, looked in their eyes, ministered to them, ministered with them. Amen? And I can tell you, people there are just as hungry as they are here. They desire to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They desire to have a relationship with God. They desire to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, their healer, their provider, their protector, just as much as we do here. But during that period, it was closed off. Amen? We're going to move forward a little bit over to, let's see, you've got a color to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth slide that has a bunch of colors in it, green and yellow and brown. There you go. So there's the nation of Ukraine broken up into its individual regions. They call it an oblast there. There's 26 oblasts, 26 regions in the state. Perhaps we'd compare it to counties. And in each one, of course, there's a county seat. Frequently, they have the same name. So you see all 26 of them. And what happened was, 8 years ago, Russian soldiers with no designations on their shoulders, no way of knowing who they were, came across through that passage there between the Sea of Azov and the Black Sea over on the right-hand side, came across that passage into Crimea and covered the Crimea and set up machine gun nests and took over that portion of land, the Crimean Peninsula. We were living there when that took place. A few days later, after speaking with Pastor Hagen on the phone, we took the rest of our American staff and moved up to the mainland. But that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough for Putin. So in the days that followed, he went up and took those two regions up on the top right, Lugansk, directly under the word Russia, and then below that, that's the orange one, and below that is the region of Donetsk. Those are the two regions that have been being fought over for the last 8 years. And the fighting, even though we haven't heard about it much in 8 years, it's been ongoing this entire time. We have graduates from Rhema Bible Training Center who graduated, either joined the military or went back into the military as volunteer veterans, volunteers joining veteran brigades, and have been to that area and fought. We've sat with them, broke bread with them, and they've told us of the things that have been going on. It's been a continual fight for 8 years. That's why when these things were beginning to build up a week and 2 weeks ago, there was no terror, there was no fear, there was no drum beating, there was nothing like that there, because from the Ukrainian perspective, this has been an ongoing battle for 8 years. There's been enemies staring down barrels across borders at them for 8 years. There's been artillery being lobbed into the sovereign nation of Ukraine for 8 years. We've been right up against the border of those two regions, ministering in conferences there to reach the people that have been in that war-torn area. So hungry, so hungry. We've walked past church walls that were riddled with bullet holes and walked into the middle of a praise and worship service every bit as powerful as we had tonight, every bit as powerful as we had at Winter Bible Seminar last week. Amen. Walk in there, praise and worship is taking place. Such a hunger for the Word of God. Church buildings filled with people waiting to hear a good word from heaven. Amen. Our family of faith. We've traveled all over that nation. We've had Bible schools in 4 different regions at the same time, traveled every weekend to a different area and held Bible school. We've had more than 500 people in classes with us, shared the gospel with them, taught them the same things that are taught here at Rhema. Amen. They graduated. Did you get that picture from Phil Anglin with the graduates on the front row? You see Pastor and Mrs. Hagen there in the very center in the front. The Hagens flew in over there a few years ago and held a graduation with us in the city of Sumy. The city of Sumy is one of the places that's been embattled these past 5-6 days now. And all the graduates standing behind them from the graduating class in four different campuses. Amen. What a wonderful group of people. What a wonderful experience. And many of you have heard Pastor and Mrs. Hagen testify about how moving it was to be there. Something they had had in their hearts for decades. And they found themselves there. It touched our hearts so much to have our pastors there with us. And to introduce our pastors to these people who had only been hearing about them for so many years. Amen. What a wonderful experience. And as Pastor Hagen preached, the very same anointing that we've experienced here behind this pulpit showed up there. The same God, the same anointing, and the same results. Why? Because they're just hungry people made in the likeness and image of God. Just like us. Amen. Those are the people of Ukraine. So what's taking place right now? Gentlemen, there's a picture, a white photograph with a globe and a big green mass in it. This is the David and Goliath story that's happening right now. That green area is Russia. And that little red spot over there, that's the nation of Ukraine. It's approximately the size of Texas. That green area represents the resources that Putin has available to him to bring to bear against Ukraine. Is it any surprise that people from Ukraine are writing, posting, asking for believers around the world to pray for them? When you look at these kind of odds. But you know, somebody here in Bible school years ago, they said, if it's just you and God, that's a majority. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So we are believing God that this majority wins. Amen. The nation of Ukraine deserves to be recognized as an individual nation. There's no reason for it to come under the authority of some dictator in a neighboring country. Amen. So we're standing with the people of Ukraine for their freedom. We're standing with the nation of Ukraine for them to be able to continue experiencing the move of God they've experienced for the last 30 years since the fall of the Soviet Union. Amen. Tremendous openness. There are several things that Ukraine is known for. During the Soviet period, Ukraine was known as the breadbasket of the Soviet Union. What does that mean? Well, they had huge agricultural areas, still have huge agricultural areas with grains being harvested every year. Beautiful areas. If you've ever driven through the cornfields of Iowa or the wheat fields of these beautiful states here in the United States, you've seen the grain going on for miles and miles. You know what I'm talking about. Well, Ukraine fed the people of the Soviet Union through that whole era. We had one of our instructors over there many years ago, Brian McCallum, former Air Force officer. And as we were discussing with him some of the things Ukraine was known for, one of the things he said was this. He said, you know, things that take place in the natural are always examples of something God is doing spiritually. Amen. Amen. And we've found that to be true because in recent years, during the time frame we have been in Ukraine, these past 24 years, Ukraine has become the number one area in Europe for sending pastors and planting churches all over Europe. There's more pastors from Ukraine pastoring churches all over the European continent. There's more churches being planted by Ukrainians going out, starting churches, turning them over to nationals all over the continent of Europe than all the rest of Europe. Amen. There's missionaries going out from Ukraine that are supported by Ukrainian churches going out into every continent. We know personally people that have sat in classrooms with us that are gone to India, that are gone to Africa, that are gone to Egypt. Amen. There's other missionaries we've heard of, people we don't know, but we've heard about them from other pastors that their churches have sent abroad. Amen. Ukraine is sending missionaries into the field, and they are sending pastors to pastor not only in Europe, but around the world. There's many, many, many other nations I could list. Is it any surprise Satan would come against them so harshly? Is there any question why Satan would be looking for someone to agree with his plan to bring this to a stop? It's no surprise. We're not ignorant of the devil's devices. Amen. So when somebody starts telling you about God moving this way to use Putin to bring Ukraine to its knees, clean up corruption? You need to ask him a question. You need to ask him if that's the way their Heavenly Father handles correction in their family. Or worse yet, if they, the father of their family, if that's the way they handle correction with their children. That's called child abuse. You understand? No, what's happening over there is not God correcting the nation of Ukraine. It is the devil attacking a nation full of righteousness, full of the word, full of the capacity to feed other nations practically, naturally, and feed other nations spiritually. Amen? Hallelujah. There is a call of God on that nation. And we're here to join arms, to join hands together, to link arms together, and stand in the gap for that nation. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's one other. This is kind of a humorous one, but the picture that's the slide that's red and blue mostly. Red, blue, and white. Red, blue, and white. There we go. So you see what is Russia and what is not Russia. Putin needs to know what is Russia and what is not Russia. If anybody has any contacts over there, I'd like to let you know. We're willing to let you have that slide. Send it over there. Explain to him what is Russia, what is not Russia. Amen? We're going to stand in agreement with that plan right there. What is Russia and what is not Russia? There's a short video we'd like to show you, and then I'm going to ask my wife to share a few things.
Just so you know what's happening there, they're singing the Ukrainian hymn. That is just people of the village that have come out and stood in front of all of that weaponry and said, "Not today, Satan." I love that. I can't tell you how many of these videos I've seen where there's a Ukrainian grandma that has come on, you know, head on with a tank and said, "Go back the other way." And the tank starts backing up, or it turns around and goes the other way. These guys eventually turned around and went away. So that's happening all over Ukraine. You don't get to see that all the time on the news. There's amazing miracles that are happening. There have been rockets that have been shot that didn't, what do you call it, detonate? They didn't explode. They're just in the ground. They're in people's apartments. I watched one guy pick up a mine from under a bridge and carry it into the forest because somebody had planted it under a bridge. God is doing supernatural things in Ukraine. Hallelujah. And he's going to continue to do what he's doing. Miraculous, wonder-working things are happening in Ukraine. Angel armies are working on the behalf of the Ukrainian citizens, and they know it. We talked to a pastor today. Every pastor that I've spoken to, they said something supernatural is happening in our nation. It's just like there's no fear. There's just a spirit of, you know, we can do this. We've got this. They are so outnumbered, but if they could only see in the spirit realm, yes, that greater are they that's with them than any army on the face of the earth. Amen. Amen. The Russian army has not been able to take the cities that they should have been able to surround and occupy. They've occupied a few of them, but not fully. And you saw this, the pictures of the little bitty Ukraine, you know, up against the big army. But he's having to go into Belarus to get reinforcements. He had to call on the Chechen army to come in and help him. That's a miracle, you guys. We're seeing something supernatural. But it's not just for the sake of Ukraine. It's for the sake of the other countries that are next on the list. Because he wants to restore the Russian Empire. But you know what? Not today, Satan. Amen. Amen. Pastor Craig, did you want to pray? Okay, if you'd like to come. So this last slide here, it is the president of Ukraine, President Vladimir Zelensky. We got to pray for him to come into power. 73% of the nation voted him in. He's like their businessman that came in to clean up corruption. And he's done a good job of that, but he was made for this hour. The whole nation has come behind him in support because he won't quit. He won't back off. He will not give up. And he peacefully addresses the Ukrainian people, encouraging them to take their stand and not quit, not back off. Isn't that amazing, you guys? Let's rally around them and help them see victory. All we see is victory when we look at the place of Ukraine. I turned on one news outlet in the United States here this week, one time. I turn it right on off because they said, oh, Kyiv's surrounded and oh my gosh, it's the end. And I was like, no, that's wrong news. Amen. We have faith for this day and this hour and this season. Amen. We were made to live now on planet Earth so that we could exercise our faith, speak the word of God, and see the hand of God move in these nations.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's one more testimony I want to share. There's a young lady in the administration in the city of Kyiv, and she's been in our classes. She's graduated from Rhema Bible Training Center, and she's been a close friend of ours for many years. She was raised in a family that was already invested in the politics of the nation, and she's grown up in that, came to Rhema, and heard the word of God. Amen. And it absolutely changed her life. She's such a precious, wonderful person. And when she finished with school, she came to us and asked us to pray for her because she knew the direction that God was leading her. And she knew that she needed to have a strong relationship with the Lord. She knew she needed to be surrounded by believers that would continue to pray and support her, pray for her and support her. I'd love to share her name with you. I'd love to show you a picture. But honestly, in these days, that's not a good idea. I just want you to know that she's there, and we've communicated with her overnight last night. She's on the right hand of the mayor of Kyiv. You've heard about him. He's the boxer, Vitali Klitschko, amen, world champion, heavyweight boxer. Well, this young lady, this friend of ours, is at his right hand, on his closest group of friends, on his committee. And this morning, she posted a picture. We woke up, of course, it's 8 hours ahead there, so we're waking up in the morning, it's mid-afternoon there. She posted a picture of herself in a van, loaded up with these big plastic racks of bread you see in the bread store. She had racks of bread stacked behind her in that van, and she said, traveling throughout the city of Kyiv, feeding the soldiers and feeding the people that are down in the protected areas, the bomb shelters. She herself is doing that. Amen? That's one of ours. It's a Rhema graduate. That's our family. She's been here. She stood on the stage with us. She's taken pictures right down here in front. Amen? These are the kind of people that are serving together there, serving the other citizens of the nation because they see the value of what Ukraine has to bring to the world, what God has poured out on them and what they're pouring out on others. Amen? Those are the people we're linking arms with and praying for today. Hallelujah.
You have your website, you know.
Oh, we sent a picture. We have a picture of the alumni page up there on the screen. If you'd like to know more about us, if you'd like to look that up, Barry and Adrienne Jensen on the Rhema Alumni Association, you're welcome to type that in. And at the bottom of the description of what we're doing and the picture of us and our boys, you'll see a place there. Click to donate. If you have it in your heart to do something to help the nation of Ukraine, to help us minister to the refugees from Ukraine that have gone out across the border, and especially to the people in the country who will be rebuilding their homes, their churches, rebuilding their very lives. If you'd like to be a part of that, if you'd like to sow good seed in good ground, we welcome you to sow using those links. All right? God bless you. Thank you so much. Pastor Craig, thank you.
Amen. And I'm just going to do I saw myself too. So you guys, you can go ahead and take a seat for a few minutes. Just let you know, we are, right now, obviously, if you send money to Ukraine, they can't even buy anything with the money because the stores aren't even open. But as we keep hearing, maybe helping refugees in Poland or different things like that, we're going to, people have been asking, well, how do we help? Now, one of the big things is after this whole thing ends, rebuilding these churches and these people's homes are going to be a big thing. So, I mean, like I said, you can contact Rhema Ukraine, and we'll be finding people who are doing things. There are a lot of people that collect a lot of money during times of crisis, And unfortunately, a lot of the money never gets spent on the people. It gets spent on the people collecting the money. But, you know, we're going to make sure that whatever we bring in, we're going to, you know, find people to use their money. So a couple of scriptures the Lord gave me this morning that I want to read before we pray. First of all, Matthew 24. I'm going to read from the Passion Translation, Matthew 24, 6. You know, and this is where we're at in today's day and age. It says, "You will hear of wars and revolutions on every side, with more rumors of wars to come. Don't panic or give in to your fears, for the breaking apart of the world systems is destined to happen. But it won't yet be the end. It will still be unfolding. Nations will go to war against nations and kingdoms against kingdoms. And there will be terrible earthquakes, horrible epidemics and famines in place after place. This is how the birth pains of the new age will begin." Now, I've heard people say, well, by reading that, why should we pray? Because it's going to happen anyway. Well, the reason we should pray is not because these things are going to happen, but we should be praying for the people who are in these regions. All right, just because prophecy is going to happen doesn't mean, you know, it's not you know, number one, not only we want to pray for protection, but we want to pray for opportunities to, you know, to get people saved. I tell you what, there's no better time to get someone saved and you know, whenever you might be facing death. I'm sure there's many Ukrainians right now that are thinking about what happens if I die, where am I going to go if I die, and things like that. And then, you know, there's many brave Ukrainians that are there risking their life, you know, to defend their country. And so we need to, you know, just because something's prophesied to happen doesn't mean we don't pray against it. Obviously, we've been, you know, it says here about epidemics, you know, don't say, well, we're going to have epidemics, so forget about COVID. You know, people die, they die. We're not going to pray about it. We're just going to, I mean, obviously, we don't take that approach. All right. So, you know, because I've heard people say that, you know, well, this is just, you know, we're just fulfilling prophecy. Well, you know, fulfilling prophecy doesn't mean that Christians should have to suffer, you know, through these things. The other thing he told me to read and specifically to pray for is something that, you know, my mom taught me a long time ago, and that's the 91st Psalm. You know, in reading this, it says, starting verse 1, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. That's what I told him. All right. It says that those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you. This is the point I want to get to right here. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the missiles that fly in the day. I know I changed the word arrow to missiles, but I mean, you know, obviously, you know, they said arrows. I'm going to say missiles and gunfire. I mean, because that's what they're facing there. You know what? You know, they might have been facing arrows, but these guys are facing missiles and gunfire. All right. And so it says, do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. This is where we get to. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. You know what? You know, people could die around about them, but praise God for the protection power of God protecting these men and women, you know, these believers. And it says, goes on to say, just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you, no plague will come near your home. For this is what I want to get to. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold up their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. It goes on. And so you know what? We need to pray for protection. We also need to pray for being led by the Spirit of God. You know, when you don't know where a missile is going to land or if it's going to land, you want to make sure you're not where it's landing. You know, obviously there are some folks that are on the move, leaving the country. But you know what? We need to pray that that God will guide them, will lead them, will show them what to do. Because I know people, going back to the Oklahoma City bombing, I know people that felt in their heart they shouldn't be in that building. Something on the inside says, don't go. And they went and they suffered consequences. Same way with the World Trade Center. I know a gentleman that was on his way to work and the Lord told him to stop and get some coffee. And he goes, no, but I'm going to be late to work if I just, and he heard it twice. And finally he obeyed, stopped and got coffee. And when he was driving up the tower that he lived in, was falling to the ground. Thank God he stopped for some coffee. But the Lord can lead us and guide us. But you know what? It's one thing for the Lord to lead us and guide us. Another thing for us to actually do it. So we need to pray for that. Thirdly, we need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Russia. We have an RMI church, Rick Renner there. And you realize, with the economic sanctions, that means the money's not going to be worth as much as it was. All right. Now, it doesn't mean that God can't take care of them. But they shouldn't have to suffer as well. So let's all stand up. I guess Adrian had to go. Barry, can you come right here? I want Barry to stand right here. And some of you feel led to lay hands on him as we pray. All right. And let's just pray. All right. Heavenly Father, first of all, we just thank you for our Rhema family that's there in Ukraine, Father. And Father God, we thank you for a hedge of protection that is surrounding them. We thank you, Father, for angels that are protecting them, Father. Father God, we just thank you right now for opportunities arising to get people saved, to witness like never before, Father. Father, we thank you that for the leading of the Holy Spirit, leading them and guiding them and showing them what to do and when to do it, Father. As some people are leaving the country, Father, we thank you for directing their path. We thank you, Father, for providing for them during this difficult time, Father. We also pray for our brothers and sisters in Russia, Father. We thank you for giving them exceedingly abundantly more than they can ask or think. We thank you for helping them in this difficult time, Father. And Father, we don't know what all to pray for in the natural, but we thank you that as we begin to pray in the Spirit, that you will bring forth intercession and whatever we need to pray out, Father, we pray that out. Inubra mo sobra ba kondo ba sobra 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 Thank you, Father. Father God, we just thank you for the peace that passes all understanding, overtaking them right now, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you're protecting them. And we thank you, Father, we come against these missiles that fly by day and by night. We come against this gunfire. We come against all this demonic attack, Father. And we know that we don't come against flesh and blood, but we come against principalities and powers and rulers from on high. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray for a revival in Ukraine, Father. We pray for people being saved, Father. We thank you, Father, for testimonies that we are going to hear and we are going to see. And we thank you, Father, for signs and wonders and how people will see how God protect them and how they were able to get through something that it looked like that they were going to not make it, Father. And Father God, we just thank you right now. We just thank you right now. And we just thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you, Father, that you're causing all this to come to pass, Father. We just thank you that you get the glory. And what the devil meant for evil, we thank you that you turn it around for good, Father. And we thank you that in the end, that the devil's plan will be thwarted, Father. We just pray and we thank you that Rhema Ukraine will have more influence than ever before, Father. And we thank you that you're bringing the finances in for us to be able to help these precious people, Father, to rebuild their houses, to rebuild their churches, to rebuild their ministries, Father. And we just thank you for everything that you're doing and everything you're going to do, Father. And we just give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You have anything you want to sing? Or?
Oh, yes. Ukraine's going to see the victory. Ukraine's going to see the victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Ukraine's going to see the victory. Ukraine's going to see the victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Ukraine's gonna see the victory. Ukraine's gonna see the victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Ukraine's gonna see the victory. Ukraine's gonna see the victory. For the battle.
You know, don't just pray one time and forget about, you know, your Rhema family over there, you know, and obviously we'll be given testimonies and things, what's going on, kind of keep you updated with what's going on over there, because obviously you can hook up with the Jensens and, you know, they can let you know. They're also on Facebook as well. You know, you can find them there as well, and, you know, we'll kind of keep you up to date. But remember, you know what, just like you would pray for your own family, if they were in crisis, I mean, if your own family was over there, you would be praying a lot different than you would if, you know, but praise God, in the end, God wins, amen, amen. And so you know, it's a tragic thing, but you know what? I do believe that it'll be a time for revival, and I do believe that as people see how God provided for them in the middle of a circumstance that looked like there was no way out, that we're going to see, you know, great testimonies and testimonies of healing, testimonies of you know, just, you know, people turning back to God and people getting saved, and amen and amen. But continue to pray. You know, not only for the people of Ukraine, but all over the world. We got people all over the world, Rhema family all over the world, doing mighty, mighty, mighty things. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. On Wednesday nights, what we do is we have men and women who are up here to pray for you for whatever you need, whether it be salvation, whether it be infilling of the Holy Spirit or healing. And so if you're a lady, if you'll just go see the ladies, if you're a gentleman, you can go see the gentlemen. They're coming down here. Amen. If you're a first time visitor, we're glad to have you tonight. We have the connection team that's in the aisle, and we have a special gift for you, and we want you to have that. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor, just go with them to the north lobby for a few moments. Amen. Barry's down here if you'd like to talk to him, more about what's going on, because he knows it all. No, I'm just kidding. He's not a know-it-all. And one thing I was trying to say is Barry and I used to play racquetball together way back in the day. And Barry was better than me. He always beat me, so just want to let you know about that, just full disclosure. Amen. Well, praise God. Turn around, shake hands with one another, and we'll see you back here on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. God bless you guys.